This is Twit.
It's time once again for Chris Marquardt, our photo guy. Chris is a photographer, leads wonderful workshops at discoverthetopfloor.com, hosts one of the best photography podcasts I know of, Tips from the Top Floor, and he joins us every week to help us get better photos. John brought in, John, my studio manager, is all excited because he's going up to Oregon in 3 weeks, 4 weeks for the total eclipse.
And, on the 21st.
On the 21st. He's got all of the times and the angles and all of that stuff. So he knows exactly at 10:20:57 a.m. it'll be at solar max and it'll stay there for 2 minutes and 4 seconds. So
that's not too bad.
He's ordered the lens. Well, he's borrowing my 70-200 lens plus a 2X extender, right? So he can go up to 400. And he's already ordered the neutral density filter to protect his eyes and the camera from the sun's rays. It's a ND1000.
Mm-hmm.
So you can barely see through it. But we were talking about filters, and he said he paid $15 for this. And you said you can buy $200 ND.
Oh, yes, you can. Filters. Yes, yeah. You can.
Is there a difference?
Filters, it comes usually down to how straight they are and how well they are coated. The coating, the non-reflective coating on the filters. Multi-coated filters are more expensive than single-coated filters or uncoated filters. And that, in turn, might influence how the reflections work out, like stuff coming in through the filter onto the front element being reflected back out and back in through the filter, which might in some situations give you ghost images. So there's I'm not a fan of filters.
Well, and this came up.
Unless they are like that filter. I mean, for the sun, you will need that ND filter. You will need to
be you have to have down. A filter, right?
You have to have a filter, and then it's always a question if that's a once in a lifetime kind of use. What are you going to do? Are you going to spend a lot of money or not? I would say give it a shot, give it a try. You can practice that on the actual sun
because you can do it again in 20 years. Eclipse. Oh, I guess you're right. You could try it now. Before the eclipse.
You should try it now and see if it comes out well, and then
to get a new one. Yeah,
there's a good chance that might just be fine.
So,
yeah,
I give you another example. I have a very expensive point and shoot camera from Leica. It cost me thousands of dollars. The Leica Q. I love this. I love this. My baby. I love this camera. And when I bought it on the recommendation of a photo blogger, I bought a haze filter to protect the lens. Right. And now I'm looking at it, and I only paid $20 for this haze filter. And now I'm thinking I probably should take it off. This is a very fancy lens. It's like a lens. Am I ruining my pictures with this filter?
Well, again, it depends on the filter. In most cases, if it's not one of the real cheap ones, you should
$20 seems pretty cheap.
But I'm usually the filters that I put on are in the range of $100 or more.
Okay, so I'm taking it off. But then am I at risk of scratching the lens? That's why
I'm very unpopular for saying that I don't really recommend filters on the lens to protect them, but instead use a lens hood, which will keep a lot of stuff off the lens. If you scratch the front element of the lens, first of all, there's still a good chance you won't see the problem with that. And second, that can be repaired.
And you can see, I do have a nice metal. This camera comes with a beautiful metal screw-on lens hood. And it's dinged the heck up all over it.
I recommend a video that I found on YouTube a while ago by a photographer called Steve Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, UV filters, do you need them or not? He has smashed a whole bunch of filters that he bought, a whole bunch of lenses, and looked at how much force do you need to smash a filter versus smashing a lens. His conclusion is very interesting, so I recommend people watch that to make up their own mind about if such a filter is important or not.
Didn't mean to hijack your segment, but we were talking
because
eclipse is coming, and I know people want to be prepared. Right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
This is a B&W MRC filter, which I'm told is a good quality filter.
But, B&W. German product. Of course it's good.
Yeah. It's got to be great. Great. So what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I've just returned from a really exciting week. This is the once a year workshop that I hold in an old abbey in southern Germany. This time we were there with 27 people in the Danube Valley. And one of the things people do there that we kind of guide them through are projects, little photo projects that take the entire week. They will spend 5 days on these projects and then present them. And a few of those little projects, I think, are something that people can do at home. And so I want to run you through just five different of those projects, not from this week, but from other weeks. And I think they're really, really cool to kind of get your creative juices flowing. And so here are five of them. First of all, shoot the mundane.
Find boring stuff in your backyard.
That's what this is about. Find boring stuff in your backyard, around the house. Just stuff that doesn't look interesting, and try to make it look interesting. And do this on a regular basis, and you will become a better photographer. Second, shoot through things. Just stuff that you can look through. Maybe a pair of sunglasses or an orange Tic Tac box. Wonderful to play with. Or in winter, take a slab of ice and use that between your camera and what you're shooting. That will add a lot of interest to a photo. You can, while we're talking about ice, you can freeze things. I've seen people freeze flowers in water in the fridge or in the freezer. You might want to use like distilled water to help keep the bubbles out. And then shoot that with a flash that you take off the camera, so it doesn't come straight from the camera. It makes for very interesting light. And the fifth one, which I find really, really helpful, is, and it's painful at the beginning, but if you do it a while, it'll actually be really helpful, is taking the wrong lens for the job. If you think, I want to do portraits. I need a longer lens for that to make a nice bokeh, a nice out-of-focus background. You do that with a wide-angle lens, or go to the zoo with a wide-angle lens instead of your telephoto lens, because that will force you outside your comfort zone, that will force you to think outside the box and do things that you would never do. You would never go and shoot those lions in the zoo with 24 millimeters. You probably use 200 millimeters or 300 millimeters
for
that.
So this is about breaking out of your conceptual box, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Take the wrong tool for the job, and that could be anything in your photography, but lenses are pretty much a prime example there. Take the wrong lens for the job. Landscape photography, you might want to go wide angle. Hey, just bring the telephoto lens for an entire weekend for landscape photography. You'll be surprised.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, is this encoded anywhere? Do you have a website or anywhere I can?
No, you'll find a lot of these kind of little hints online if you Google photography projects. A sixth one that I really recommend is, these 360 projects where people want to go out every day and shoot a photo every day of a year, which is like, oh wow, that's a long time frame to do. Try the 50 by 50 by 50 project. Take 50 pictures on 50 consecutive days using only a 50mm lens.
Ooh, the nifty 50.
And that for 50 days, 50 photos, that's kind of that's under 2 months, so you can really kind of do it. And then a bonus, put the results of your project in a photo book and then give that to someone you like.
Oh, I love it. Better than a mixtape. Chris Marquardt, you'll find him at discoverthetopfloor.com and here every week helping us. What's our assignment this week? I forgot.
The assignment is joy.
Joy.
J-O-Y. Joy.
Take a picture illustrating the word or concept joy, tag it with the word joy, and upload it to our Flickr group, the Tech Guy group on Flickr. And we're actually on a couple of weeks out from an assignment review. Chris will pick three and talk about them on the radio. Thank you, Chris.